right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Gary, I felt like giving back to the community.
Oh, finally. After taking so much.
I know, right? So I signed us up to be substitute teachers.
Oh, man. I love a substitute teacher.
Yeah. We're both going to have to do it together, and they can't pay both of us the full. We're splitting it. But, okay. You know, figured just, yeah, no, just get a call way too early in the morning to go in and mostly be just emotionally destroyed by children.
Okay.
You know,
I enjoy being emotionally destroyed by children. I don't get them.
Nope.
But you don't have to. You're a substitute.
That's the thing, right? You're just you're just there. It is currently, you know, 6:30 a.m. and we're sitting by the phone, and we're going to see, or I figure we could just base what we're going to play based on what class we get assigned. Okay.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So let's just, here we go. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Hello.
Oh.
Hi, principal. Yeah. Principal.
Tell him I said hi.
Hey, Gary says hi.
Hi.
He says, I don't want to repeat what he says. He doesn't like you very much, Gary. Oh. No.
Damn.
So,
was it howdy?
No. Oh. All right. No.
Salutations?
He's got stuff to do. We are going to be substitute teaching AP biology.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Man, AP though, got a lot of fucking real nerds there. You're going to get a lot of bio freaks.
Oh, I saw the thing.
I did it.
I also thought of AP Bio Freaks during this, but I didn't, that was it.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything else. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to After Suffering. Replay games that are more awful than Gambit on the 90s X-Men cartoon.
Was Gambit awful in the 90s cartoon? He was a,
nope.
You know,
that's my childhood friend, Eric, trolling me, I believe.
Well, good one, Eric.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are talking about Bio Freaks. This is a PlayStation and N64 Midway developed 3D fighting game.
Boy, is it.
Yeah, it is the most Midway. It is the most late 90s Midway thing that has ever existed. And this
not
is
not easy on the eyes.
No. And this is a patron demand. This is Casey who said, this is a terrible game that I spent a number of sleepovers with friends playing as a preteen. It's an edgy sci-fi gore fest that to this day only offers fond memories for me. Please tear into it.
It's really bad.
Yeah, it's not great.
It presupposes a world in which there are biological freaks, which that part I like, the speculative fiction angle.
Right.
This is two things, and I don't care how, like, I feel like these are, I'm going to make some sweeping statements that I think are not necessarily popular, but I'm still going to say them.
Okay.
I don't really want a 3D fighter.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever really been good. Like, some of them are kind of fun. I liked Soul Calibur a lot. And Soul Blade as a kid. Those are fine. Mm-hmm. They're not as nearly as good as 2D fighters ever.
Yeah.
10 times out of 10. They're not as fun.
Even like Soul Calibur and stuff. I wasn't having a lot of fun jumping in, going into the foreground or the background, you know, my fun with that was like big, long, kind of button mashy combos, you know, like that's the fun to be had there. Yeah. If you're engaging with axes, I also don't like a fighting game that involves a lot of flying, which is what you end up with, like with a lot of Dragon Ball Z games. Right.
Nope. Yeah. I don't want to be in the air. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be on the Z axis. I don't really like ring outs that much.
Yeah.
you know, as a fighting game concern, like all of these trends that I think are getting in the way of what makes fighting games fun.
Yeah.
The other thing is I understand why there were a tons of also rans to Mortal, you know, to the marquee fighting game series and stuff. At some point, I really do think that they should have given up.
Yes.
There is this element of just like, man, this is shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like this just plays like shit. It's not as good. And there's nothing to like recommend it.
Yeah.
You know, over like, I don't understand why you would play this over a Soul Calibur.
To get blood. I mean, like, this is just chasing after the violent spectacle side of it. Like yeah, they're comparisons to Tattoo Fighters, right?
Yeah.
Not Tattoo Fighters. That was never made. They're comparisons to Time Killers.
Yeah. The Thrill Kill. Yeah. You know, that kind of shit. It's got that going for it a little bit. That's Midway's trick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shitty trick, and it's a trick that is aged poorly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And I, you know, I feel the same, like whenever a like 16-bit, it kind of fighter also comes across, it's like, God, man, how much is there to say about this? Like,
nope.
There's really, it's not Street Fighter. It's not Mortal Kombat. Those are the two of those that are good.
and even Mortal Kombat is more like, you know, an aesthetic novelty. Yeah. Like there's fun to be had in Mortal Kombat, but it's not, I don't know. It's just Capcom basically figured this out. And then for real sickos, you get like Guilty Gear and shit that came later.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, like, I don't know. Capcom did it. I don't need this.
There's a whole bunch of SNK people, you know, over in the corner.
A whole bunch.
Yeah. I mean, three of them. And they're saying we will not be ignored.
Yeah. Oh, I want to play as Terry. Like, hey, mom, can you give me that cool game that stars Terry? God, it kids love Terry.
Yeah.
I just don't, man, those 16-bit ones. I've been thinking a lot lately about the Ultraman fighter.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like that kind of thing where there's just no special moves and enemies don't die unless you do a super. So you have to charge up a meter, like this weird, gross era. Just awful, awful fucking games. This is so hard to look at. It's so ugly. And I just, there's no charm in this to me.
It's real chunkity, and the visuals. And I'm real disappointed in the, cast of weirdos that we have, like, because this is, you would think that a game called Biofreaks would be like a fun, you know, like, twisted metal style. Like, this is a guy who's called Psycho because he likes to kill people.
Freaks.
I would like to meet some, promised freaks.
Yeah.
Well, if I got the place for you.
And the story makes it seem like that's going to be a thing too.
Uh-huh.
Like the empire of the United States fell like all great empires. The 50 states were broken into private territories after the techno-industrial civil wars. Yes.
Yeah. Neo-America, you know? Put it in my veins.
Yeah, way into it. And then it just turns out, it's Zipperhead versus Delta.
Okay, we need to pump the brakes on this. One of the characters' names is straight up a racial slur.
Yeah, it's, I don't particularly care for it.
like they're calling him that because like he's kind of a Frankenstein, like a lot of these things are.
Like a Cenobite.
We'll talk about what the nature and different flavor of freaks are there is.
Yes.
But my jaw dropped when they just straight up did it. Gran Torino in the character, roster.
I don't particularly care for it.
No,
it sucks that they just use a slur as a name. And then also it sucks that he's just a bad, crappy Frankenstein Cenobite.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, but like all of these, you look at the character info in the manual and it's like, okay, so he has an artificial arm and then it's just the grudges that they have against each other. Like, oh yes, this person really wants to get Cyclone because he cut off his hand.
Yeah.
You know, like there's nothing.
Forgive Cyclone.
Cyclone was the one that I played as because it's the obvious choice.
Yeah. The Cyclone choice. It's the choice of a new generation.
Yeah.
I played as Bull 2i, which is Bull's Eye, but the Z looks like a 2.
Oh.
So Bull 2i, the Synthoid, who is who I played as.
Yeah. So these are like the you know, America's taken over by different corporations or whatever. They're making all kinds of artificial beings, like synthoids are basically clones, like retros are retros are synthoids who have had pieces kind of cut off over the course of these gladiatorial games that are being done as the corporations compete with each other. So they're retrofitted with mechanical parts, and this goes on for so long that you're just a brain and a robot body, then you're a dozer.
Yes, then you become a dozer. All of this just involves gluing guns to guys so they can't use their hands. Almost every character in this just has a gun glued to their arm. Mm-hmm. When I was playing as Bull 2-Eye, who also looks a little like Bull Zeus in the font, when I was playing as Bull Zeus, which is a Pornhub tag on, on Greek Fetalife.
Everything about it, yay!
But when I was playing it as him, and then fighting Zipperhead, it was just two guys with guns glued to their arms shooting each other from across like a brown sludge.
It's not fun designs. The only fun design is Cyclone, which is derivative as fuck.
It's something in a Cyclone is always fun, but. Yeah, me and Jeremy just read an X-Men comic where somebody's making fun of Wolverine and they call him Claw Clown, and like that's such a good dig for Wolverine. Like, fuck off, Claw Clown. How do you come back? How does your healing factor fix that?
You know? No, you have to move to Antarctica.
You
can never be seen again.
Weapon X again. Like, you just, all right, I'm done.
Claw Clown.
That seems like that could be a bio freak.
Yes. Yeah.
And this, does it tell us what freak stands for? Cause it is an acrostic.
Yeah. It's an initialism.
Okay. Yeah. Initialism.
Yeah. Let me see here. It is
biological flying robotic enhanced armored killing synthoids.
so fucking dumb. Not good. Dumb either. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, thank you. Do not care for it. Also, flying in a 3D fighting game. No, thank you.
It's obnoxious. Something that I clicked on in this Wikipedia reading that switched me over to sovereign default. A failure or refusal of government or sovereign state to pay back its debt. I don't know how I got to that.
Huh. Oh, government bankruptcy. Because government bankruptcy. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. This is an educational game.
Yeah. The government tried to keep control of the country by a single thread, but the effect of the giant corporation's white collar is a link. White collar wars. The white collar wars drove the economy into a tailspin. For all the world, this seems like it's going to be a transmedia property, but nope.
Oh, yeah. This should have been a comic.
Yeah.
This is like if you think that Mace the Dark Age, like you play that and you're like, man, I need more.
Give me it. Yeah.
Not well loved. I always worry when I do one of these things, especially a midway fighting game. Like I recently found out that tons of people go really, really hard to bat for Killer Instinct. You know,
That's a rare thing. That's Nintendo kids coming out to play. No, yeah,
but just as a similar kind of grummy fighting game that a lot of people like.
Impossible to look at. The controls are all mushy. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, it's operating on assumptions I don't care for. So I was worried this was going to be like that too. But this the Game Facts reviews are all like in the 1 to 7 range.
Yeah,
and the ones are full of zingers. This game is great. If you use it as a paperweight. Okay, Zephyroth. 1999.
Hey, Gary, I'm going to need to hit you with this opening line from a review by Segas _ Rigflow. The title of the review is "Mommy, Can I Have Some Chocolate?"
I saw that as well.
And the opening sentence is, that is what you might say after your intelligence diminishes from playing this turbid vexation.
The grammatical prince is being crowned.
So here's the thing. I don't think turbid is a word.
No, turbid is...
Turbid, cloudy, opaque, or thick with suspended matter. I think they might mean turgid
or they meant tepid, I think.
Yeah.
Was my guess. It's either turgid or tepid.
Yeah.
Which are very different things. You know, like like you can fuck around with a tepid erection. We're on on record as cruising, you know, respecting limp, but like, yeah. You know, he can be turd or tep, but he can't be turb.
Yeah. Turb makes no sense.
No.
Yeah, this turbid vexation. Okay, beast. Yeah.
This turbid vexation. Yeah. The graphics are the only good part.
I need to see if he's rocking any other Mensa words in this. No longer an active member. What else have they reviewed? Very few. Let's see what they have to say about ECW Anarchy Rules.
Anarchy does rule.
Oh gosh, Sig. What's this guy's name? Did he change his name? Segas. There he goes. Segas. Underrated. Seriously underrated.
Yeah.
He gave it a 10 out of 10. Yeah, he's not doing anything there. Yeah, there's no more like look at me words in this, which is a shame.
Yeah, there's also a Casket Darkfire, but we've moved beyond Casket Darkfire.
We have, yeah,
dude. Yeah. But I just like it when I see him. It feels like seeing an old friend.
Yeah.
At this point, like I'm like, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, I wonder if his gamer score's gotten higher.
Yeah, I wonder what convention will appear at where he walks up and executes me.
Yeah,
because the podcast is talking to him. It's a annoyed situation, but justified, and it's terrifying.
What happened to Gary? Like he was doing all this podcast, and then just Cole had to go and do his own thing. Yeah, Gary got two tapped at PRGE by Darkfire.
Well, hold up. Your murderer's name is Casket Darkfire. It'd be an incredible like heaven story or like afterlife story.
So yeah, what you in for?
Oh, Casket Darkfire. Oh, you know, they probably show you to a table because at that point, like, I don't know. I first of all, I don't know why you're not getting shot in this scenario. And then
you're the one who said it.
Yeah. Then .. Eric Clapton voice podcasting in heaven.
Oh,
if we both get shot by Casket Darkfire and then we do our Godcast or what have you.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know.
Do they have From Software in heaven? Like
I was gonna,
can you make a living?
I mean, if you have to make a living in heaven, for fuck's sake, what are we doing here?
Have you seen Christianity? Of course you have to make a living.
Of course. Yeah. No, that's the thing.
Prosperity gospel. You'd certainly have to make a living in heaven. So we'd have to hustle. We'd probably have to pivot to YouTube. Eric Clapton voice in heaven.
Pivot to video in heaven.
Like his son, how his son pivoted to pavement.
But yeah, it's
one of my all-time favorite defenestrations.
Yeah, oh man, it just I almost want to be like defensive and say, no. Eric brought it on himself by making a super maudlin song about it.
Yeah. He basically ensured it would happen.
Right.
It was it's like a dad dying so his family can get insurance money, except reverse. I hate that song so much.
Yeah, it's a very.
This will make some people mad, but it's been 30 years or something like that. Yeah, like, come on now.
Yeah. Okay. Also, Eric Clapton sucks.
He's not
a great guy.
His son didn't deserve to fall out of a window.
No.
But Eric Clapton did not take the right lessons from it. I don't know. I would have handled it differently.
I made a different stuff. Yeah. So like the idea of podcasting in heaven is like, okay, so like what kind of super group would you put together? Because like, oh yeah.
Oh, man. You know, all the best dad. Well, first you get Jimmy on guitar. Do the intro.
Yeah.
You know, then on the drums, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You get Black Panther on bass and they do the theme song.
I'm just trying to think of like dead podcasters and all the only one I can think of is Ryan Davis. And that would be fun, you know, get in there and do some heaven casting with Ryan Davis. But like, that's the only dead podcaster that I know.
Not enough of our kind of have died yet to make podcasting in heaven be a thing. He's probably up there doing like a Marc Maron solo cast thing at this point, like interviewing Ben Franklin and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice. It'll spice it up.
Yeah.
You know? Once more podcasters are dead. It is kind of interesting when a medium is new,
mm-hmm.
So like, there's just not a lot of in the graveyard for it.
Yeah. Like we're not seeing a lot of like big, huge names of video games, even, you know, passing away. Like fucking Nolan Bushnell's still alive.
Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah. Yeah. That's sad. I don't want any actual podcasters to die.
No, I don't.
Even though that does presuppose a world in which heaven is full, so no podcasters can die, or hell is full, so podcasters roam the earth.
He thinks that podcasters are going to heaven.
Yeah.
The damage that this medium has done to the planet, dude.
Just to really, I like to think the best we can hope for is a very annoying purgatory. You know, like an exceedingly obnoxious purgatory.
All you have to do is just listen to everybody else's shows.
Yeah. Oh my God. Hell is other podcast. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The BioFreaks.
BioFreaks don't care for it. Happy that reviews aren't going to bat for it. Like even at the time, it seems it was just kind of like it was a real dud. Like what we're looking at sixes and sevens out of tens. Just society collectively no sailing this in 1998 is
makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not getting that reevaluation yet. You know, there's always the chance. It's what we live in now.
It's always waiting in the wings to medium.
Yep. To medium. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I was really hoping for this as a fighting game to get a good roster rundown. Cause I feel like that's the best we can hope for.
Yes.
In these. But yeah, you're right. They are boring.
Mm-hmm.
Dislike them.
Yeah. No real like, the Chronicles or their exploits. It's all just, you know, they slighted this person. So they've got a grudge. And if that worked at all into the play, you know, or reflected the play at all. Okay. But not as cool as a fucked up little story.
Yeah, I don't really know what I could possibly want.
Yeah.
From a game of this era and quality. Like, what do you want from a Bloody Roar 2 or a War Gods? What can it give you? Not a thing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a review here from Blaster Master 1.
Okay.
Here, a potential masterpiece. Potential masterpiece to clarify in the headline. Begins with, all right, so you found this game at a local shop for less, parentheses, not a real store name.
Oh, good.
I don't know why that had to happen. Like, that's a weird line. I'm here.
Yeah.
But gives the graphics a 9 out of 10. There's just this weird spell we were under where we didn't understand graphics and thought this kind of stuff would age really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the ugliest thing in the world.
Yeah, man. Just the fact that it was 3D and that you were playing it on your PlayStation was the thing. And I like maybe there was hope there was initially going to be or they were going to bring it to the arcade, but they're like, we got a stinker on our hands. So we're not going to make those graphics.
This isn't going to work.
those are not going to move. Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of tangent stuff, me and my wife. My wife have been watching The X-Files,
which
I mentioned, which I haven't done. I've been meaning to do from the beginning of the show watch for a long time. Mm-hmm. It means we're watching the first season, which has a lot of low cards in it and stuff, but it has a lot of bad but weird or bad but fun episodes.
Okay.
There's one episode of that show we just watched called Fire that is about a fire starter guy.
Okay.
Twist it or not. It features the weirdest side character I've seen in like a major show. They go and meet with their arson expert who I have never seen. You know, that tweet that's like, take those pictures of Elliot Gould and Grover and make them real hot. Like you said, boss.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's like, what? You know, it's that kind of thing. Except it's like, listen, your character loves fire. He's obsessed with it. And I've never seen somebody play hornier for fire. It's like this old mustache guy who's constantly like, oh, like he's introduced looking at a picture of a blaze of a spontaneous combustion. Right. And he's like, this is the shade of red. I mean, there's just something primal about fire. And he like winks at Scully at that point. And then Mulder's British ex-girlfriend comes in and he's just like, I wish I had that on my hands. Like it is a really fucking weird choice. And you would think that would be the number one thing they would screen for fire, like an arson expert. They would make sure you weren't horny for like sexually attracted to fire.
Do you think that's something that as an arson expert, is there a risk that you start as that, or is that something that all of them are at risk of becoming?
That's a great question. I think that they probably screen for it because you don't want to have somebody who's a pyromaniac,
you know, and all that stuff. Knowing precisely how to hide their misdeeds.
Yeah. Yep. Because it's an obsession, it's that kind of thing, but whether it could happen to you, no clue. It did make me want to reignite, though, because now that I know about this character, if you remember way back in the day when we covered that X-Files game, my pitch for the X-Fires, which was one person who doesn't believe in fires and one person who does, riding around in a government fire truck around the country investigating fires.
You're telling me that you don't believe that a fire left the building. Well, maybe the building just did that.
Yeah. Maldo. This building could have collapsed on its own and somebody could have spread ash here. It's the only logical explanation. No Scalder. There's got to be a greater meaning to this. This character could be their cue. Like, it unlocked a piece of that pitch for me if I ever wanted to make the X-Fires. same font and everything.
Yep.
And then at one point in an image, they have to go investigate a fire in Ireland, and we cut to a fire engine red airplane. Going across
the wait, are you talking about the episode, or you're still pitching the X-Files?
I'm still pitching the X-Files. Okay. This doesn't happen in the X-Files.
Okay. But yeah, they're not brave enough.
This is the kind of thing they won't show you.
Yeah.
but if they had any kind of fucking cojones, they would pitch the X-Files with this guy as a side character.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, Maldo and Scalder, I got a real blazer for you. And then Scalder would be like, I just don't see it. There's no such thing. And then Maldo would be like, the evidence is preponderous, Scalder. It can't simply be a coincidence,
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a concept that has just tremendous legs. I think the possibilities are endless.
I think it is one of my best ideas, sincerely. I think it might be one of the funniest things I've ever come up with. And I think it could ride for like upwards of 6 5-minute webisodes. Yeah, okay. If I ever decide to actually make it, we got webisode content for this baby. Could be an extra on a DVD. This could be a limited edition, like TiVo original.
You do have to distribute it as real media files.
Yes, this could be a real media file. This could be a QuickTime. This could be a lot of different formats. I think the X-Fires has legs, and I'm really glad this unlocked a thing for me by having absolutely horny arson expert who wants to fuck fire, and if he can't, he wants to fuck one of Mulder's love interests very badly.
Yeah, no, but just the idea of, like, because there is the idea of the pyromaniac who is sexually attracted to fire, just like kind of gibbering and very sweatily, like just trying to rip his dick off.
Yeah.
Just masturbating to the fire, but like acting like it's a sexy lady across the bar. Yes. is a different thing entirely.
It's not just like, it's not a passionate thing. It's like a seductive thing.
Yeah. So
weird. Also, the fire starter in this episode, one of his early acts is trying to get two little Moppets to smoke, which I love. I was expecting him to set them on fire, because that's his thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it'd be so funny if he just tries to get them to start smoking. And then he straight up does it. I was hooting. I was hollering. At one point, Mulder, who is afraid of fire, which is something that we could probably throw into the X-Fires. He goes up to save the kids from a hotel, and then he's supposed to be passing out from smoke inhalation, but for all the world, it looks like he just takes a nap. Like, he slowly lays himself down on the ground and kind of goes to sleep. It's really funny. It's a very funny episode of the show. I'm way into it.
Nice.
Love the X-Fires.
Fire is fun because that is one of the ways that I know that somebody is too drunk, which is if there is fire around, like if there's a bonfire or something, if they've gotten to the point where they are talking philosophically about fire and fear of fire and all that, it's like, we're going home, bud.
I can look into a fire.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, obviously. Yeah,
I can stare into it, and I'm having feelings about it. I'm like, man, this is arresting me and hypnotic in a way.
Yeah.
But articulating those feelings is always a mistake.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that fucking sucks.
Yeah. You know? Nobody does that unless they are gonna make
incredibly
problems.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Like, and past the drunk of like, I bet you I can jump over that fire, which is also a kind of drunk. But once you get past that, you start getting into Professor Barney bullshit. Like, I'm just saying, there's a heaven for Asian fires and there's a heaven for black fires. You know?
Mr. Gumbel, I don't want to talk to you You're about this anymore.
Me. No, I'm not.
Yeah. I love that Professor Barney.
Professor Barney's very funny.
Just says the most racist shit, yeah. But in a very erudite way.
It's very well observed. We call this phase Professor Barney. The idea of your friends finding out that you have a phase that they have a name for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely brutal.
Well, it's also like, you know, just back when I drank more, I knew that this was a, like, oh, yeah, I'm a dictionary drunk. Like, yeah, I am attempting to convince people that I am more together than I am by throwing out just a little bit more loquaciousness.
Yep. Yeah. My thing was always, I'm drunk, but I could still write an essay is yep. what I used to say. Mm-hmm. Like, I could still write an essay.
Yeah.
And I don't know what my goal in was in saying those words out loud.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I could still write an essay. It's like to no one unprompted to nobody in particular. Yeah. Like, okay. You know, I wish more of my friends back in the day would just went, okay. You know, and it probably like have done me a lot of good.
Yeah, I didn't deserve that forbearance. Mm-mm. You know,
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know how to use it. You know, I wasted it. I got yep. I had unlimited you know, patience for my bullshit, mm-hmm. and I just wasted it on absolute dog dick.
Yeah,
awful. Yeah. Yeah. Anywho,
yeah, Biofreaks sucks. Yeah.
It blows pretty bad. It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a flavor of like grudgy, you know, 90s stuff that I can sometimes get down with.
Yeah.
And be kind of fun. Speaking of like what we're going to do for the next game we're recording of, mm-hmm. I think that game's pretty funny.
Yeah.
This is not.
No.
So fuck this game.
Fuck this game.
If people like the show, what should they do, Cole?
Well, they can back us on Patreon. $5 to get 2 extra episodes per month, plus access to a whole bunch of bonus content from other shows. That is way too much. $10 to get even more. Mm-hmm. And at $25, you can be like Casey and demand a game. Thank you very much, Casey, for bringing Biofreaks into our lives.
We very appreciate it.
Don't like it.
No, absolutely no. You can also, rating review, mm-hmm. tell your friends, things like that.
Yeah.
Very, very, appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And what should they do until next time?
Yeah. Until next time, remember to wring out your sponges thoroughly. A dry sponge is a happy sponge.